Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Zach, good speaking with you, my friend. You and I have actually spoken a couple of times, and it's always been over the phone whenever you guys are heading down to Canada for some tours. I mean, did you ever think that after all these years, you guys would still be touring and still bringing in fans to your shows?
Well, you know, I don't want to sound cocky or anything, but yes, I mean, that was always the hope and the plan. Whether you can actually sort of live out those plans is always a question. But, yes, I mean, that's what we've always wanted to do. That's what we've always been trying to do, is continue to be a band for years and years until we're, you know, walking on stage with walkers and, you know, gray hair and, you know, got our arthritis medicine, you know, before we go on.
What do you think it is? What do you think the staying power is for Hanson? Because, you know, a lot of people still think about the, you know, Umbop days and stuff, but what do you think it is that has kept you guys going for all these years?
I think our secret is just being really stubborn. you know, we love what we do. And from the very beginning, when we were, you know, young kids and people first sort of met the band and got exposed to the band, we would say, you know, think of us as old guys with really high voices. You know, we'd say, you know, we'll be doing this for a long time because we love it, and it's something that we can't sort of get away from. It's one of those things that when it's in your blood, you'll be doing it, whether you're doing it in the garage or at a local bar or in a stadium. You know, I mean, it really doesn't matter the scenario. The music was just something that's, since we were little kids, we just said, we've got to do this.
How old is everybody now?
I'm 26. Taylor is 28, and Isaac is 31.
Now,
30?
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay, but here's the thing. You guys, and correct me if I'm wrong, everybody's a dad now, right?
Yes. Everyone has kids and everyone's married. Yeah.
My goodness. Now, that's something for, you know, your fans would never think. It's sometimes hard to think of you guys as adults and married and kids and having sex and everything, you know?
Oh, no, we don't do that. It was all scientifically created, the children. You know, it is interesting. You know, I think what you're talking about also is just that first impressions are so powerful. And so when people first meet you as a, you know, young kid, they oftentimes they carry that with them forever. And that's hopefully their perception is a good thing. You know, I mean, this many people that have memories of our band, that have something to compare us to, that have something to sort of go, wow. Really? Zach Hanson has two kids and has been married for 6 years and, you know, is 26 or whatever. You know, that's, I think, a good thing.
So how do you think your music, though, has changed in the writing? I mean, of course, you know, with age comes wisdom. I would assume, of course, that helps with the songwriting. But from back then to now, how do you think your songwriting has changed?
Well, I think it's definitely evolved and everything you do and everything about your life that changes sort of plays into your songs. Whether you're writing something autobiographically or not, I think it can't help but add perspective when you have different things to pull on. You know, as far as our songwriting, I mean, I think at the core of who we are, it's very similar. You know, it's still very influenced by Motown records from the 50s and 60s and, you know, early rock and roll. That's kind of the stuff we grew up listening to. But hopefully you get better. I mean, hopefully we're, you know, learning more about the craft of writing great songs, and you're sort of able to improve the way you write and becoming better musicians. I hope I'm a better drummer after this long and can sort of bring more to the table with that. This record in general, Shout It Out, is a little more of a positive record than I think we've ever written. I think this probably reflects the fact that we're all in a good place in our lives and sort of happy with where we are as a band, you know, with this label that we run. And, you know, sort of, I think there's a feeling that there is something to celebrate, you know, after almost 20 years of being a band and, you know, five records, we're sort of going, you know, this is good. We're not done. You know, there's still always things to accomplish, but there's a feeling of sort of enjoying the accomplishments we have been able to reach.
Is it fair for fans to try to compare your music from back in the day to today? Is it fair?
I guess it all depends on what you're comparing it to. You know, there's a lot of, I think, bands that maybe sometimes look the same. You could look at somebody like the Jonas Brothers and go, well, there's three brothers, and they're, you know, similar ages to when we started, and, you know, but and they have young fans, and they're mostly girls, or something like that. But for us, I guess, as a music snob, you always want to be compared to things for not just the visual, but for the actual sort of craftsmanship behind the songs, you know. And as far as that, I don't know if there are good connections to what we do. I sort of feel like we've always been a little bit of a band out of time, sort of not really in touch with our peers, because we did grow up listening to music that was even before our parents' time, you know, stuff that was just, you know, getting rolled off the radio station, the oldies radio station in the 90s, you know.
But back then, when, you know, you guys were media fans were trying to put you guys into this sort of boy band label. But I remember, though, reading certain stories from other journalists who were trying to say, these guys aren't a boy band, these guys are a band. When you look back at it now, did it bother you that you guys were being labeled as a boy band? Not to say that's a bad thing, but for some people, boy band is just, you know, a couple of guys thrown together,
right,
who can't sing. They might be able to dance and might look good, but that's just about it. There's really no substance to the music.
Well, it really more bothered me that other groups were called boy bands when they should have been called man groups. And I'm kidding. Because we were a band that was boys, you know, literally a band of guys and boys. You know, those classifications are always funny because they're never quite accurate. And I guess the thing that I've always tried to do is not focus on sort of what genre you fit in, but focus on the fact that, you know, 20 years from now, hopefully, you know, through time, it will end up in the right place. And sort of if people are, you know, classifying us as a boy band when I was, you know, 14 and it wasn't right, you know, that now, you know, now I'm 26, you know, that people will go, oh, well, those other bands, I don't see them doing anything anymore. Maybe Hanson wasn't quite what I thought they were. And sort of that's the way you got to handle it. You can't get too caught up in sort of press and sort of critics and those things. I mean, it's about fans.
Any chance that you guys are going to, or one of you guys are going to write a book or maybe some kind of...
tell-all?
Yeah.
Hanson tell-all? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know what Isaac does on his free time. I know he has a vintage typewriter. He likes to sit with his pipe and smoke his pipe and, you know. But I think he's probably writing, you know, Sherlock Holmes novels. I could be wrong.
You know, when fans look back at your music and, you know, and we're talking, let's go 20 years in the future, they look back 40 years.
Right.
How do you want fans to remember your music?
Well, that's... you know, it's difficult because I think it will be slightly different for different people, and it's not, it shouldn't be all classified maybe in the same way. But I guess the main thing is I would like to be remembered as sort of a band that represented a generation. Sort of, I think the reason we have been able to have success is because there was young people, you know, when we first came out, and they saw a young band that was writing about things that were relevant to them, writing about real life and not sort of pandering to them or putting on sort of bright colored t-shirts and, you know, assigning, you know, personality traits arbitrarily. That we were a real band writing songs that meant something and hopefully would last long enough that people could look back in 40 years and still remember them. Other than that, I guess you just hope to be somebody who does the same thing that Otis Redding and Chuck Berry and Billy Joel did for us. You know, these artists from varying time periods, but we saw them, we said, wow, I want to do that. It inspired us to sort of, I guess, do something as crazy as thinking we could be a band.
I got to tell you something. The fact that your album, as you said, hasn't been released yet here in Toronto, but... I should say in Canada, but Shout It Out was released down in the U.S. and doing extremely well. How high did it go?
It was, gosh, you're putting me on the spot, and I can't remember the stats exactly.
Well, I got in front of me. It went number two,
yes,
on the independent album chart.
Yeah.
So that shows, man, you guys still have staying power.
Uh, Yeah, thank you. I don't want to agree too solidly with that, just because it's, I don't want to sound like a, you know, bad, but we have amazing fans that have continued to support the band.
And by the way, too, and I'm just reading the info I got in front of me here, Carly Rae Jepsen, she's going to be touring with you guys.
Yeah, no, that's going to be really fun.
And I don't know if you know this or not, but her single is has been announced today, number one in Canada.
I know. She is blowing the doors off. And we're excited to have just somebody out who's, you know, a great musician, and it's going to be a fun tour. She seems like she's going to be a fun girl to be hanging out with every day.
I know, she is. I mean, I've watched her over the years, and I've just seen her transform from sort of like that folky arts kind of thing to what she's becoming a pop artist. So I'm, you know, really happy for her. Before we wrap this up, you probably hear or get asked this all the time. You see the younger artists who are out today. Do you have any, or you've probably given advice to them? Like, what do you say when you hear some of the things that they're going through, and, you know, the fact that you guys were able to avoid all those problems?
Sure. Well, the first thing I probably tell them is don't take advice from me, because, you know, who's ever thought it was a good idea to take advice from a drummer, you know, and me much less. But I think the main thing about surviving success, you know, whether you're old or you're young, is it is a struggle, and you just have to sort of have your reasons for doing what you do, and don't read too much of your press. Don't get too caught up with the people who you just want to pat you on the back for every little thing you do, and sort of feed you all of these lines and things about how wonderful you are. You know, find a place that is full of reality, and that will sort of, I think, serve you well in the end. I think as a band, we've always been really honest with each other, and I think that's helped us sort of stave off ending up in rehab and sort of tabloids and that kind of stuff, because we respect each other, and you're able to say, hey, don't be an idiot, you know, to whoever it is. And also, you know, we've always gone back to Oklahoma. That's where we're from. I mean, that's where we call home, and it's kind of a place that's real. You know, you don't have all this celebrity culture that surrounds you and constantly tells you how great you are. You're just surrounded by real people who go to work every day, and sort of, I think that has been become a part of our music.
Oh, and one last question. I keep saying one last question, but I got to throw this in here.
It's okay.
Quick.
Keep going. Two more.
You know, because of the way you guys came up and how you did your music and everything, if YouTube was around, do you think you guys would have used that, like some other artists have been using it and, you know, making it big?
I think YouTube is an amazing tool. I mean, the things that are available to especially young artists who are just starting out, it's amazing. I mean, you can get sort of exposed to millions of people without doing anything except for what you can do yourself. The one thing I think that's different to us than maybe just thinking you would get exposed on YouTube and be successful and, you know, get a record deal, is we've always been a band that loved playing live, loved playing concerts. That's always been sort of half of what we do. You know, we don't want to just make albums. We want to perform and sort of have that relationship with fans. And so I think what we would have done in addition to that is just be playing. I mean, the way we did. I don't think we could have that experience, the things you learn from playing on stage and doing concerts, you know, where bad crowds or good crowds, is you learn the craft of being a great performer, or at least get a taste for what it takes, and then that becomes this asset you have your whole career that you you can never get any other way than actually through the experience.
My friend,
sorry to interrupt, but
yeah, I was saying, no more questions. I'm going to wrap it up. Zach, thank you so much for your time, my friend.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
And looking forward to you coming to Toronto. Take care.
We are excited.
Bye-bye.